Hi, welcome to another edition of AMI Today. And we have a very special guest today, David Jensen, CEO and entrepreneur from USA Rapid Test.
Yep.
And we're excited to have David here to talk about some of the things he has to offer. He's spoken at one of our trainings and had an overwhelming response. We have clients now even as far off as Alaska ordering tests from you. So we're welcoming David, and we want to talk about these tests. So we're starting to see on the news, you know, the election is getting nearby, and they're talking about a second wave, and everybody's like, is that for real? Is that not for real? But we won't get into that. But if there's a second wave, there's a lot of people that are afraid to go to work, and there's a lot of employers that have people come to work.
Most definitely.
So tell us about your product. Tell us, you have two tests.
Yeah, we have two tests. USA Rapid Test was developed to help America get back to work.
Right.
So of course that.
I like that a lot.
It's really important, you
it
know.
Is important.
And no matter where you are on the political spectrum, yes, it's being, you know, touted by Biden, it's being touted by Trump. It's rapid testing is the answer to a quick, immediate solution to weeding out who's got the antibodies, who's got the virus, who's clear and needs to continually be tested. But workplaces can be opened if people implement a testing protocol, and then of course are responsible with, you know, all of the other factors like the cleaning and the, you know, taking temperatures and doing all those things. And if people do that, we can get America back to work. So
yes,
that's why we started.
And I agree. I have to tell you, we sold our house in Oregon, and I just drove across the country, and I went through the state of South Dakota.
Oh.
Which has the lowest infection rate in the country.
Yep.
And implemented absolutely zero protocols. No masks, no social distancing, no nothing. So it is possible to get America back to work safely, and your company can help a lot with that. So to clear up some confusion, let's just talk about the two tests. There's a PCR test, which is, everybody knows that the feather up the nose and tickle your brain.
Yeah.
But there's another version of that now.
There is.
We'll talk about that. And then there's the rapid test.
Yep.
So let's talk about the PCR first.
Okay, good. So PCR is polymer chain reaction. And what that does is it takes a sample, and normally they're doing it right now with a nasal swab. They get way up in there, and boy, I've heard some horror stories between bloody noses and brain tickling.
I had one of those tests. It's very freaky. I didn't have it for that. I had it years ago for something else.
It's invasive.
One of my kids were sick, and they wanted to make sure we weren't sick. So it was not fun.
Yeah, it can be painful, it can be invasive.
It's just
a
weird feeling.
Yeah, it's really sad. So we are really honored, blessed, excited to be releasing an oral rinse PCR test.
So it eliminates the tickling the brain.
No nasal swab needed. You get a vial that has a tiny bit of liquid in it. It's 0.7 ounces of a liquid that I'm told tastes like flat Red Bull.
Okay.
And you just toss it back, you swish it around in your mouth, and it activates the salivary glands to 7 times their usual production. So
okay,
you get a swell of, you know, salivary. You, for lack of a better word, spit it back in the tube, seal it up, put it in the self-addressed envelope, off to the lab, and 24 to 48 hours later you have a result. The exact same as a nasal swab. The polymer chain reaction instrumentation that measures that at the laboratory has a 100% certainty of whether you have molecules of COVID in your system.
So that's the gold standard, and that tests
the
to
best.
See if you are active right now.
Yep.
You have that test, whether you're symptomatic or not.
Yep.
And so that is the definitive test.
It is.
The rapid test is what they call an antibody test.
It's an antibody test. It's kind of the first responder, right? And especially if you go to our website, usarapidtest.com, we have frequently asked questions. And so the documentation is there from the CDC and OSHA and what have you. And they actually are wanting America to get back to work as well. And they are suggesting and recommending that you use rapid testing and then divert to a PCR where necessary to bring employees back to work. So it's a matter of putting in a protocol, and that scares off, I know as a business owner myself and an entrepreneur, you hear protocol and you're like, I'm not a doctor, I'm
right.
not a, you know,
right.
I don't wanna like, though you have wellness practitioners who are doctors, right? When you put in a protocol, it just means that as the employees, you know, come at a set time, whether they're symptomatic or not, which if they are symptomatic, they shouldn't be in the workplace in
right.
the first place. Nothing changes the regular protocol. If take a temperature, check for shortness of breath, check for lack of taste or lack of smell, all of those symptoms. But with this test, it looks just like a pregnancy test. Like it's called a vertical assay. It's a little plastic tray. You poke your finger, you pull out one drop of blood, two drops of a little diluent that looks like it's from an eyedropper, and then you wait 15 minutes. And along that time, a control line will appear. There's three lines on it, the control line, a G line, and an M line. IgG and IgM are the antibodies that build in the body. IgG is good, G is good, that's what I always say. And M, that's a monster. Right. That means the virus is building.
G means you had it and beat it.
G means you had it and you beat it. That means, and per the CDC, it means likely immunity, that you won't catch it again.
Okay, and then M means you still have it.
M actually means you have an active virus that's rolling in the body. It's 99.2% likely to be COVID because of the colloidal gold strip that measures the, you know, it's measuring for SARS-CoV-2, right? So it's 99.2% likely to be COVID. We then suggest that you pivot to the PCR test to be 100% certain, but that'll only come up in the people who test IgM.
Right. Now, the PCR test, is that more expensive?
You know, they're about the same price range. It's slightly more expensive for the PCR test, but really not much. It takes 48 hours, whereas with a rapid test, in 15 minutes, you can take a group of 100 employees and say 20 of them had it, you know, early in the year, so they're going to test IgG. You never have to test them again.
Right.
Your next group, if, you know, two or three have IgM, God forbid, right, you get them out. Okay. Get them to do PCR, get them to quarantine either way, find out what's going on in their system and handle that. And then if they, there is one other option, which is IgM and IgG could both read on the test. And what that means is that you started the monster, you know, it's taken over the body with that negative antibody, the M, the virus, and then the IgG is starting to fight it and battle it out.
So
and then eventually
the
that'll go
it.
Away. You're in the process
right.
of beating it.
So
that still does mean you're infectious though. You don't want to be in the workplace.
Right. So the reason for the two tests is the one is easier to get the results.
Yes.
It's less, we could say it's less invasive. It's roughly about the same.
A 7-year-old could do it. I mean, it's like a glucose test, right? Just a little pinprick.
So you don't need a
don't need a doctor, don't need
a
prescription.
So you had an idea about using this for the workplace. And so if you screen these people, you bring in employees.
Yep.
Explain to me what your concept was. I could explain it, but you did a great job of it when you were with us in Chattanooga about bringing employees in from a workplace so that that employer can feel comfortable that none of his employees have active virus, yet you're getting exposure with all these employees.
Exposure is always the first question, and I know even from your wellness clinics, it's like, whoa, we don't want to invite sick patients in. You know, we want patients with,
marketing exposure.
But, marketing exposure.
Yes.
I think the key is that you could, you know, put a certificate in the window that says all employees are, you know, COVID free. We've tested. From a marketing perspective of attracting people to get the test, you could put up signs or you could do Facebook posts or this, that, or the other, attract that you're presenting these, you know, instant tests.
Right.
Am I tracking with your question?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. And I think really also it's just a good communication tool. And when you get to the office, you just set up a side room. Like we have did I tell you the dentist story?
No.
An oral surgeon.
Okay.
And I think it's an important story to tell, even though I hate, like, you know, bringing a little bad news, but there was an oral surgeon locally. My wife and I toured a house over on Bel Air Beach, and the owner had just passed away from COVID. He was an oral surgeon who caught it from a patient during surgery. Mm. The correct procedures weren't in. He didn't know that the patient was, you know, infected or what have you. So an office that's close to us brought in the test, and what they do is when a new patient arrives, they go into a side room, a front desk, you know, person goes with, you know, gloves and mask and what have you, and does the instant test with them. Within 15 minutes, they know whether there's likely an infection or not, and then the patient's allowed to go back in, and now you're protecting the doctor, you're protecting the rest of the staff and the rest of the patients from, you know, that occurring.
So then our clients, when you talk to them, they realize, okay, if we have a company that's near us that has a lot of employees and they don't want to have an infection in there, they don't want it to get all their employees to get infected, how do they know, how do they make it safe? Well, they send their employees, our clients.
Colleen actually came up with that idea,
making up an appointment with this company to send over their employees in small batches.
That's right.
So you can test them.
That's right.
And you'll know if they're negative.
That's right.
And there's a possible chance. No, you'll know if they're positive. No, you won't.
You'll know definitively that they're not positive.
Right. But
and then
there's a 0.8%
chance that you might tell somebody it's possible you have COVID, and then they go get a PCR test and it says no, you don't.
So if our clients don't want to bring in sick COVID people in their office, they could bring these people in. If somebody tests positive, they say, well, you have to get tested now with the PCR test,
yep,
and you have to go to your doctor to get that done. Now they're out of the office.
Unless they have an MD in the office and they want to prescribe it on site, or they have a nurse practitioner who's
going to
do it,
get into that.
They could write then and, you know, deliver the PCR. But yeah, often it's great to just go, it looks like, you know, you have this. I'm going to give you a photograph of your results, because after 30 minutes, that test can now to have the results bleed. So you can't like take the test with you and show it to your doctor.
Right.
So you take a photograph of it on your iPhone. That's why we brought these.
Yep.
And then you will show it to your doctor of this is, you know, what red IgM, have them do a PCR test, and then, you know, quarantine for.
Right. If they are positive for that test.
If they are positive for that test,
they have it.
That's likely they do have
it. Yeah. So the thing is this, if you're going to have some sort of like quarantine ability,
yep,
so that these people as they're coming in to get tested are not mingling with your patients. So scheduling them during slower times.
Yep.
But what a way to expose yourself from a marketing point of view to a company and a bunch of employees, which their most likely condition will probably be a back condition or back injury, right? You bring them in, you're now clearing them out for the COVID test and allowing that employer to go, oh, my employees that are here working now are not infected.
That's right.
The ones that are infected were caught in this rapid test. They sent off, they got the PCR test. They were positive there. Now they're quarantining. We're all safe. We can work. And what we're doing in our office is we have a UV light. When we bring people in, we walk that into a room, and in 30 seconds, that room is everything's killed.
That's really smart.
So, if you can set something like that up where you have these protocols, you can bring in, if the company has 1,000 employees, you could bring them in small groups, and over the course of the next couple of weeks, get 1,000 people through your office.
Totally. It's one of those things that, you know, it's industry specific to you, which was really brilliant, that normally you do health fairs. You would go on site. You would, you know, present a trigger point massage and a, you know, overall examination or something of that sort and some other service. Well, this is a service that they need, that they want, that they have to have, really, to ensure that their workplace can go safely.
Right.
And you can have the patients brought to you instead of having to go to them. So they don't have to violate any of their protocols of having you come on site. Just send over, you know, department by department, you know, manufacturing. It's, you know, you let them go 20 minutes before the end of the shift and they swing by the clinic and
you know,
off they go.
It's funny because Colleen and I, we just sold our house in Oregon. We bought a house in Marco Island and we were looking at furniture. And in the window of the furniture place, the guy has his mask on. It says COVID free. And they said UV light in place.
Wow.
So they're advertising the fact that they actually know that nobody in that office has COVID,
yep,
and they're taking these steps, which, I was going to go in anyway, but when I went in, I was like, oh, I can sit in that furniture and not worry about anything because they're using a ultraviolet light. So
bigger than anything, you're handling the fear right now.
That's right.
I mean, truly, like in most areas, COVID's under control. I get it that there are, you know, peaks and valleys, and you know, you and I have, you know, talked sidebar about there's, you know, different statistics of this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is that for the most part, America's a little fed up with this, but they're also still scared.
Yeah.
And so you're giving an employer and you're giving business owners and you're giving employees the confidence to know that the guy in the cubicle next to him doesn't have COVID.
Right, and that's important. It's huge because there's a big company near us, and I don't want to mention the name of the company, but they have a lot of employees and they won't let anybody in. We've been trying to get in there and, you know, Tennessee's coming back to life, but we couldn't get in there because they don't want any contamination. But this will help us get in there because they're going to go, oh, you can test all our employees and make sure none of them have it. Absolutely, let's start this.
Yeah.
So there's a cost to this test. And do you want to talk about that cost? Or?
Yeah, you know, we actually set up something for AMI that's special on cost. So being on camera with the exact pricing, I won't. But if you go to usarapidtest.com and you decide you want to try out a box of the tests come in boxes of 25 on the rapid test, okay? And on the PCR test, they come in bags of 10 at a time. But on the rapid test, which is, you know, the first line, they come in 25. They come with the pipettes to draw the blood. They come with the lancet. treatment set to, you know, prick the finger. They come with the tray. They come with a diluent in a bottle that does 25 servings, all ready to roll for you. I think we even usually throw in alcohol swabs,
okay.
Right? So those we've discounted for AMI. When you go to the purchase, it'll say referred by, and you just throw in your AMI initials, and that'll be your AMI clientele's discount.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because our clients could turn around and say to the company, so it's going to cost you X number of dollars.
Oh, okay. So
and it's not going to be
I'll give some general
hundreds,
numbers.
But it's going to be like...
Yeah. So you could buy a box of tests, say, at... I mean, and because this is AMI Direct, that's fine. AMI clients right now get it at $39 a test, so it's $9.75 a
right.
box. What's great is they can deliver that test to the public. I've seen clinics selling them for, you know, $225.
Right.
$150 is the most common. Or they could even be doing it as a community service or as a bulk sale at $95 a pop,
because,
right?
I'll tell
and then
you,
they make a profit on every test.
Well, they could, but I was going at it from the community service, because if you're doing this, I mean, how much does it cost per lead to get somebody in the door?
That's right.
And it's not $39. It's a little bit more than that. So here
and you may
could
find
be,
something else wrong with the patient. That,
well, the chance of them having some sort of problem is pretty high, because back problems are like, we really don't know what to do with them in this country except cover them up with opioids. So if they come in and they have some sort of like arthritic problem, now you got this employee in your office going, oh, this is a nice place, and they just tested me, and I'm safe to come here because I see that light they have, and I see that they actually can test people, and they're testing their employees. Now they're testing our employees. I'm safe to go to work. It's a win-win all around.
Once again, it's that comfort. It's that reassurance. It's that confidence that, you know, we're here to take care of you. And, you know, just because you're going to a doctor's office, you're not going to be exposed to something like that.
Now, there's a couple things about your test that caught my eye. One of them was that it's made in America.
That's right.
And there's not many of these tests that are made in America, are there?
No, there's not. I've heard of a couple others, and one of them, we did deep research on, and we found out that they have an office in a strip mall in Texas, and they actually ship them in from China, and then they relabel the boxes, you know, as being now made in America, because they took them out of the box and repackaged them, right? That's now made in America.
That's right.
Right? So it's really sad, but we are made in the USA. That's probably our number one go-to employment. They are the technology was developed. The colloidal gold strip was developed in Waltham, Massachusetts, and then the manufacturing is done by an 80-year-old manufacturing medical company in Dayton, Ohio, and the actual laboratory for results is in Centerville, Ohio.
Okay.
So it's soup to nuts,
American
USA.
Made. There
American
you go. Made. So then on your website, which is phenomenal. You have a lot of things on there that makes it really easy to follow. You talk about your test, you talk about the difference between the tests, you talk about the positivity or negativity of the test and how to do it. You even have a video on how to do it.
If you, people call all the time, they're like, I just want to make sure I'm doing this right, you know, whatever. And I'm like, just scroll to the bottom of our website. There's a video that actually shows a hand. It's not my hand. Someone else's hand getting finger pricked, dropping the blood, doing the whole, and it even shows all the results. So.
Right, right. Well, you also have, the 15-minute testing solution and all the things of how even how to read the card or whatever. It's like a
how to read the results on the vertical strip,
right? And then you got instructions on how to do it, and then you have a question and answer section of commonly asked questions, like how accurate are the results, and you have the information right there. How fast can they be determined? You have the information right there. Can I test my employees at work? Why don't we talk about that? Can employers demand that their employees get tested at work?
Yep. The results, by the way, 100% sensitivity and 99.2% specificity, which is the supreme test for a laboratory device. And so those are right with the top test in the entire world at those results. 15-minute results, literally the lines start showing up at about 10 minutes. 15 minutes is where to take the picture and know that's your exact result. And I do want to caution, it's perfect, you know, venue to do this. Any faint line, anything at all, if you're like, oh, well, it's barely a line, well, are you barely pregnant?
You're either pregnant
it's
or you're
literally
not.
Like if there's anything at all there, then that is a reaction. So as far as employers testing, yes, it has been mandated by the CDC. It has been suggested by OSHA. It is, I mean, in the worst case scenario, the best thing that you could do if you're really into like, I don't want to get sued, I want to make sure I'm safe or whatever, is one, go to our website, usarapidtest.com, scroll down to those frequently asked questions where it says, can I test in the workplace. We put the hyperlinks right there directly to the CDC so you can read the explanations, read the recommendations. And I would add one thing, especially because we're dealing with medical professionals, is you can Google it, HIPAA waiver. And print out a HIPAA waiver that just basically, and you know, create your own, that just basically says, I as an employee agree to share the results of my rapid test or my PCR test with my employer. Simple city, simple waiver, because that would be the only thing that I don't think was really covered well enough by the CDC. And I'm sure you couldn't be sued for that, but you know how people are.
So there's another question here, can I test at home? And you say it's not really for home test. So it's perfect for these types of offices that we work with.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, okay, good. And then you go into, like, how do I read the results? And you talk about the IgG, the IgM, what the results are, what the positives are, and all that. So lots of information. This is a really well-done website.
Thanks.
When and why should I have an antibody test?
You know, I think everyone should have an antibody test, especially at this point before, you know, the second wave or the third wave or whatever you want to call it. Just so that you have that own personal knowledge, because I have, you know, you and I think even had this conversation, a lot of my friends and I have discussed, you know, hey, were you sick in, you know, February? Oh, were you sick in March? Oh, were you sick? And you know, I wonder if it was COVID or what have you. So it would be great to know if you have the IgG, because you can be a little less, you know, freaking out when you're going to the grocery store or the coffee shop, or somebody coughs next to you on the plane, right?
Right,
you and
right.
I fly a lot,
yeah.
And it's like, oh no,
right.
You know? So you should get tested anytime anytime you want. And if you're an employer, you should know that you've taken responsibility for testing your employees for their benefit and your own.
Right. Now, I'm pretty confident that I haven't had it, and I don't have it. But I did get caught off guard one time.
Well, we brought a test for you right here.
I'm
kidding. Wouldn't that be great?
I was going to do a lecture, and I walk up, and I get introduced to the crowd, and somebody in the front row says, did you have an antibody test, or did you have a test for COVID? And I said, no, I didn't. Well, you should. And I was like, wow, I should, really? Actually, I should. So I think I will get tested.
Okay, great.
The other questions I know we're going to get, is this FDA approved? And you give three types of FDA approval or certification. Do you want to explain anything on that?
Yeah, I can explain that. First of all, no tests are FDA approved, none whatsoever, because FDA approval for a product takes years and years in the making. So no company, no product can say anything to do with COVID is FDA approved. That would just be a fallacy. FDA authorization has been issued for a whole bunch of tests when they first rolled out, and they trickle in a few more, right? And then there's emergency use authorization, which we do have, which was created for an umbrella for our type of laboratory. We're one of only a few laboratories in the entire United States that is a CLIA level H laboratory, which means high complexity, human testing, the availability to create laboratory developed tests, an LDT. If you Google that, LDT, you'll find a laboratory developed test is not under the purview of the FDA. It doesn't need FDA approval.
Right.
However, we have registered with the FDA. We are a registered manufacturer for the FDA. Our facility in Centerville, Ohio, where they're, or Dayton, Ohio, where they're doing the manufacturing, has an FDA authorized, ISO certified, 510K certified clean room, the whole nine. So we have all the authorizations we need, and for European use, we have CE certification.
So you're actually CLIA approved.
Absolutely.
It's funny, because when we first...
You hear CLIA waves.
CLIA waves.
Yeah.
We had a lab in my first clinic. We were doing a bunch of different things, and we had a lab, and we had to get it CLIA waived because it was too hard to get that approval.
Yeah, we're a high complexity lab.
That's
we have multi-million dollar machines, have been around for 30 plus years, and that's just never anything we would do until COVID came along. It was like, oh, we better put this with the FDA just because that's what everybody expects.
Yeah. Is there, so that's important that everybody understands that, and I'm glad you guys got that on your website. So I'm trying to cover as much things here. There's the video, it's awesome. You talk about why no refund or exchange. You want to touch on that?
Wow, you just cut to anything and everything. You know, no refund or exchange because it's a medical product. It's got to be stored at a certain temperature or what have you. And so I can't have these sitting in the back of your car in Florida in a, you know, 100 degree heat.
Right.
Because the two things that will really, really affect a laboratory test is humidity. That's the number one. And that's why we have a tented clean room that's FDA authorized at our facility for manufacturing. And then temperature. You know, if it gets way too cold or way too hot, it's going to affect the colloidal gold, and you won't get a read on your test, and that would suck.
Well, you mentioned that I'm digging into everything, but I'm only doing it because you guys have already thought of everything.
It's really important that we do, because we really, as you know, and you know, your viewers probably don't know, this wasn't my day job. This isn't, you know, my background. I'm not a doctor or a, you know, wellness clinic or even a medical device supplier. I'm an entrepreneur that had a huge event planned for the middle of March. And literally, it was scheduled for the 26th and 27th with 600 seats and lots of speakers, you know, one of those, huge events. And everything was booked. And my wife and I were literally advancing the event. We were already in Phoenix, and we saw on the television in a restaurant that the NBA had canceled their season.
Wow.
And we knew right that moment, you know, our event's getting canceled, our lives are going to change vastly. And we hooked up with a network of, you know, people like yourself, physicians, virologists, actually some world leaders, you know, who were telling us what they needed and what they wanted. And so that's why we got into this. I called a friend who had invested in the laboratory that we now use, and they were doing cancer testing and drug testing devices. And he said, we can develop a COVID test. So let's get right on it. And within a couple months they did, and we launched in June this year. We've only been around, you know, 4 months or so.
Well, you know, that's a really good example of democracy, believe it or not, because here you are, an entrepreneur looking for a way to satisfy a need of the public, and one pops up in front of you and you jump on it. And thank goodness there's people like you, because if you didn't do it, we wouldn't have the ability to do these tests.
Yeah.
So it's important. I mean, I'm a big believer in democracy in America, and I like the idea of, you know, Jim Collins' book, Good to Great.
Yeah.
And the 15 companies, and I think four or five of them were companies that were on their way out, and they had another side thing that they were doing that actually made them great. You know, when opportunity presents itself, whether it's good or bad or scary or not, if you do something about it, that's what keeps us all going, and that's what keeps us moving in a forward direction. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're really blessed to be able to actually succeed during this, you know, pandemic and crisis. But the stories we hear, like the dentist I told you about who was able to protect her office, like the, you know, people who have found that they were infected and then got treatment quick, all of those stories are where really the memories from this time will be built, not just in the craziness of 2020.
Right. And you've made it very easy for our doctors to be able to offer this to their patients and to their local businesses. We have a number of our doctors now that are doing this, and they're all very happy. I haven't had any of them say they're not happy.
That's great.
So how do they reach you? How do they?
Well, you guys did something brilliant, which is you set up that phone number. So it's 305,
yep.
The Miami phone number, close to us. 305-590-5266.
Correct.
305-590-5266. They just dial that line. It's going to, you know, go through the AMI preferred customer status, and they'll get handled. And we ship same day or within 24 hours, depending on stock availability and where they are in the country. But like I said, we've had Alaska orders and, you know, Georgia orders and Texas orders and all over this great country.
Yeah. So your website again, usarapidtest.com.
That's correct.
And a great website, totally worth going there to see it, because when you see it, you realize they've made it very, very easy for everybody. So brilliant product, brilliant idea. Thank you so much for being part of our team.
I really appreciate
and,
all your help.
You and I are going to probably be on separate planes, or maybe the same plane tomorrow up to Chattanooga.
That's right.
Because we're going to be up there this weekend speaking, and Colleen will be with us. So. Folks, check this out. This is really something that could help bring some traffic in your office, and you could be serving your community in a way that you probably never even thought of. So this is Dr. Mike Carberry with David Jensen. Thank you for tuning in to AMI Today, and we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.